Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with State Senator Kevin Kinney about two pieces of legislation in the State House.
One of the bills that I was working on is a Peeping Tom bill that's coming out of Judiciary. It's a Senate file 2185. It's named criminal trespass that results in a violation of expectation of privacy, where someone would enter into a structure and leave a recording or a device in that apartment or somewhere where they are not supposed to have access, or where someone is to have an expectation of privacy, and then they're recorded. We're trying to increase the penalties on that, and we're trying to also, if they leave the recording device and leave, it was still trespassing because they were there and leaving that device, but they're just viewing it at another location.
And is that something that you saw during your tenure in law enforcement?
Yes, it was. Something else that I'm working on is a bill on establishing an Office for Human Trafficking within the Department of Public Safety. We are trying to dedicate an office which, within the state of Iowa, that would be responsible for the enforcement of human trafficking. Representative Paulson and I have a companion legislation that we're trying to set up the department at the Department of Public Safety. It would be much like a drug task force. It's just going to be a responsibility for the Department of Public Safety, or the DCI, and that they would set up a human trafficking task force. We're trying to get the infrastructure set up first, and then we are going to try to, through the judiciary budget, fund some dedicated investigators that would be assigned and just working on human trafficking cases. There's just recently been a study from Northwestern University that has come out since we had started this process, showing that the only way that you're going to effectively combat human trafficking is by setting up these groups of dedicated officers, and that would be their sole responsibility. These cases are very complex and oftentimes take you to other states and so forth.
And human trafficking, often people think of bigger cities when it comes to this. Is this something that you saw in law enforcement in the local area?
Yes, the first human trafficking case ever prosecuted in Iowa, and one of the first in the United States under the federal statute. We had to use federal statute because there was no human trafficking law in the state of Iowa at that time. It started in Cosgrove, Iowa, which is rural Johnson County, and we followed it to Washington County, along with Iowa County, and all over eastern Iowa. That case took us. So it happens in rural Iowa. The last thing or operation that I was involved with at the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, you know, we set that thing up, and it was done out of Hills, Iowa, you know, a town of approximately 800 people. So it's actually, for me, it was easier working those cases in the rural communities, because the perpetrators of this don't feel the law enforcement is in the rural communities, or they're not aware of this, so they're not as prepared to deal with it.
And do you foresee this being passed this year?
It has already passed and is ready to go to the floor in both the House and the Senate. And then when it either comes over from the Senate, we will just adopt one or the other. So I do feel that this has a very good chance. It is very nonpartisan.
And have you heard from colleagues who are still in law enforcement how they feel about this?
Yes, I have. I've gotten a lot of support from the law enforcement community.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with State Senator Kevin Kenney. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.